share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 7 members of parliament, MP, and 2 activists today filed a police report against Parakaton Nasional, PN, federal government ministers for their negligence and failure in protecting the citizens from the COVID-19 outbreak. Happened at around 11:30 a.m. today, the 25th of July 2021. They demanded help from the Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, to investigate the ministers for their negligence in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. The MPs include Sagambit MP Hanna Yo Lumba Pantai MP Fami Fadzal Bunder Kuching MP Dr. Kelvin Yi Sepongar MP Datuk Mode Aziz Jamman Klang MP Charles Santiago Kota Belad MP Isnarisa Munira Majilis Petaling Jaya MP Maria Chin Abdullah. 2 civil society activists, Datuk Ambagus Renevasan and Dayton Paduka Marina Mahathir, were also present. According to a Facebook Live video posted by Hanna Yo, she said that the report is made against the executive authorities, namely the health minister and other ministers, but not the frontline workers. They also added that the negligence of the ministers includes the effort in handling COVID-19 in the country, such as identifying close contacts and screening tests. "We are impacted as the federal government has failed to share its data with state governments, which makes it difficult for state authorities and the MPs to identify hotspots and reduce COVID-19 transmission," Fami Fadzal added. According to Marina Mahathir, PN ministers have also failed to adhere to health policies that they themselves have put in place. "We were proud last year because the outbreak was controlled, but now we are ashamed as we cannot handle it well," she said. "This is because the leaders themselves do not follow the health policies properly, and they do not listen to health experts' advice in controlling the outbreak," she added. Besides, they also mentioned the low number of vaccination issued in Sabah despite the state having the second highest population in Malaysia in 2020, and the lack of synchronization of SOPs between the federal and state authorities. As of the time of writing, only 37.1% of the adult population in Sabah has registered for the vaccine, and only 14.3% of their population was given the first dose of vaccine. As stated by Hanna Yo, their police report should prompt an investigation under Section 269 and Section 304A of the Penal Code. You can watch the live video here. Also read: viral story claiming finance minister ordered Nasi Ganja via helicopter as fake. Source: Facebook, Maria Chin Abdullah. Source: Facebook, Dato Mode Aziz Bin Jamman. Source: Facebook, Maria Chin Abdullah. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.